Hi, this is Rachel Schuster with Search Networking Channel. I'm here with John Spilotis, Vice President for U.S. Channels with Avaya. Hi, John. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rachel. I'm doing fine.
So what are the three main messages to get across to Avaya partners this year?
Well, I think the three main messages are similar to years past. Number one, that the channel is extremely important to Avaya. We've seen some activities this past year within Avaya that demonstrate our commitment to the channel. First, a fact, 84% of our U.S. business revenue went through the channel in our fiscal Q3, which is a significant percentage and the right balance for us. We're very comfortable and we're the distribution between indirect and direct is. A second item to demonstrate the channel importance is the addition of a senior executive position with Tom Mitchell, joining the executive committee, reporting directly to our CEO and president, Kevin Kennedy. Tom brings a wealth of experience from his career within channels. As you know, he was a senior vice president of worldwide channels at Cisco back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and he's bringing that go-to-market strategy here to Avaya. So the channel is very, very important. Secondly, competency. Competency is critical within the channel community, the indirect community with Avaya. We've seen a variety of competency improvements relative to training and enablement. Our program is beginning to value partner competency. And as Jeremy Butt, worldwide channel leader for Avaya, has mentioned on stage over the last couple of years, rewarding partner value is a key element around the Avaya program. And with that, underneath the competence is the level of profitability. We are very, very focused on the design point of profitability being inherent within the program. So first, channel is important. Second, competency. And the third main message to the channel is customer service. At the end of the day, Rachel, it's the end user's satisfaction with Avaya products and its distribution through the indirect channel and the emphasis on customer service to the customer. So those are the three main messages I'd like to highlight for Avaya this year.
Now, how do these messages differ from last year?
Similar messages, but I think the difference is that we have a year of very solid execution under our belts regarding these key tenets. We have stabilized the indirect-direct mixture, as I mentioned, north of 80%. We have seen the integration of the competency model begin to hit the street within the Avaya program en route to rewarding partner value. And we have a significant amount of activity with our partners through our partner council, advisory council, survey, and day in and day out activity with them to ensure profitability as a design point, as I mentioned, as part of the Avaya program. So I think the difference is our credibility in the marketplace with our channel partners. We have maintained integrity. We have done what we said we're going to do, and we're continuing to be on path. I think that's a nice, consistent message that the partners enjoy, and they want to see that stability moving forward. So we'll see more of the same with some finesse changes as we move towards our new fiscal year in FY12, starting October 1st, and then again into fiscal year 13, a year from now.
Since acquiring the Nortel business, Avaya has done some interesting technology portfolio integration. How has integration of the Nortel channel gone?
Good question. A year ago, there was a question mark in the industry how well we were going to integrate the Nortel partner community and the technology portfolio. I'm pleased to say, 1 year later, that we've demonstrated a significant amount of integration of the former Nortel technology, BCM especially, for a proof point. The Nortel BCM product line, the phones that the physical handsets that people had invested in back then have been future-proofed in moving to the advanced technologies of the Avaya IP office. So we have done a very significant integration with the incumbent Nortel voice base and moved it forward with Avaya. Regarding the Nortel channel, we have been very successful in rolling and enabling 95% of the top former Nortel partners and put them underneath the Avaya Connect worldwide program. did that through focus and specialization and an onboarding process that quickly enabled these partners to be productive. And I'm pleased to say that now on our Partner Advisory Council, where I have 20 representative principals from partners in the U.S., it's about a 50-50 mix of VIA and former Nortel partners. So I think we've done a very nice job, and I think the noise level has gone down considerably. And candidly, it's been a very positive reaction from the partner community.
How much of the old Avaya channel is now selling databases, and how has the Nortel channel adapted to selling Avaya communications products?
Good question. And we don't break out specifically if there's a Nortel or an Avaya partner and what product portfolio they have. However, I can tell you that we've got 1,500 channel partners actively selling the Avaya data networking products globally, and they're working on their authorizations. So we are seeing a great adoption of the data networking portfolio being delivered through what we consider the traditional Avaya voice partner, and they see that as an opportunity to enhance the market share within their customer segment, literally share a wallet within their customers. So they've been very pleased about broadening their portfolio. We have seen significant growth in that data networking portfolio, for example, which was not present when we were solely Avaya, not nearly as much. So now, with the former Nortel data networking portfolio in-house, we have seen a significant growth. The numbers are extraordinary, but they've been proven through IDC and some of the other third-party market share analysts. We've had a 160% growth just in the last quarter over the prior quarter in the data networking portfolio. So with that sort of growth, the old Avaya channel, as we started the question with, has embraced the opportunity to sell data networking now that it's a fully badged as Avaya product. We're also seeing, the flip side. Nortel, former Nortel partners have been embracing the communications manager and the voice portfolio of Avaya. We've provided clarity regarding the technology roadmap, what survives, what doesn't, what gets integrated and what doesn't. So with that clarity, partners are able to make conscious decisions to invest within the Avaya portfolio. And we've seen a very nice cross-pollination between Avaya and Nortel partners. And candidly, we were starting not to refer to them as Nortel or Avaya partners. They're all Avaya partners moving forward with the broader portfolio.
Now, Avaya took a big step with the Virtual Enterprise Network Architecture, or VENA, earlier this year. What has channel reaction been? How has Avaya trained the channel to take on virtualization, the data center, and the cloud?
Excellent. VENA was introduced in the data boot camp, the data networking boot camps that we have for our partner community. The feedback from the partners on both the training and the VENA architecture messaging has been extraordinarily good. As a side point, the partners do see virtualization and the data center opportunity as a rather significant one. As they look to capture more of that end user's budget, they recognize that data networking growth rate is four times that of the voice market, which is quite stable. So as we see the opportunity for our partners to increase profitability and broaden their portfolios, VENA was a significant piece of that. We have also updated and revitalized the data networking training during 2011, and a critical part of that curriculum was the inclusion of the VENA architecture and the addition of data centers curriculum centered on the VSP 9000. So it's been a well-rounded portfolio. The introduction has been positive. The reaction from the street is also very positive, and we're seeing that not just in nice words. We're seeing that in market share growth here in the U.S. for the data networking portfolio.
So how will Avaya help its channel partners position themselves for the cloud in relation to networking?
The cloud question comes up quite a bit, and of course there's such a variety of cloud definitions, but we feel at Avaya that we cover the gamut, especially with data networking portfolio as a foundation for cloud infrastructure. We believe that there is an opportunity for infrastructure growth with the applications to be solution for any one of the cloud options that is delivered to the marketplace. We're seeing that combined with the voice solutions, Avaya Aura and Vena, which both enable centralization of unified communications and contact center applications. And we're seeing partners begin to use those two infrastructures together, truly partnering the infrastructure with the application and delivering it in a variety of cloud methods. Of course, the Avaya channel prides itself in integration services and solutions that add value, and we are continuing to see that with the cloud formations in the industry, that the skills and knowledge of the Avaya partners and the former Nortel partners are being utilized very robustly in the street. So we are embracing cloud strategies, and we believe that the infrastructure that we provide allows the partners to embrace that as well, and we're supporting that wholeheartedly.
Avaya is very well known for its communications products and now collaboration. How does the channel sell across communications and data networking?
Perfect. And similar as we've chatted a bit and I've alluded to, you know, the traditional Avaya voice partner, let's say, a solutions partner, you know, now has the opportunity to increase share of wallet and capture more of the overall end-user customer budget. But that's a parochial view. The real answer is that the solution providers within the Avaya portfolio have a greater opportunity and capability on serving customers' needs for their communication requirements, not just limited to voice, but including data networking and the combination of those two infrastructures and the applications that go along with that. Candidly, I think when we compare the Avaya positioning and the Avaya channel partners positioning to the end user, it really does simplify the opportunity for that end user customer to get a completely integrated end-to-end solution, not just a piece part, as many of our competitors, vendor competitors, might have if they're selling just voice or just data networking. Unique opportunity. Overall, it's a reduction in total cost of ownership and an improvement in profitability for our channel partners.
Avaya was among several who began rolling out data center networking certifications for channel partners. What do these certifications entail?
They entail being certified in sales and design of the networking solutions, implementation and support services. We have, in our opinion, made it very, very easy to be trained and certified for the Avaya data networking portfolio. Obviously, we've got a long history in doing this on the traditional communications voice side, that we're replicating the successes there and making it very, very easy for partners to embrace the data networking product line and become certified and specialists, and obviously adding that to their voice credentials as well.
Steve Bandrzak, Vice President of Avaya Data Solutions, has frequently mentioned wireless manageability being an Avaya strength. Can we expect to see more growth and focus in that area in the future?
Absolutely. We are very proud of the manageability solutions that we have today. And network hardware is obviously a very important piece of that, but not just the only piece of that. A unified management platform is just as important for the ongoing reliability and efficiency of the network. In fact, a Yankee Group analyst, Zeus Caravalla, made the exact comment in a recent white paper, that the Hitchhiker's Guide to the New Data Center Network, which can be found on our website, that talked about network management both for wired and wireless networks. This is an absolute strength of Avaya as we take a look at the entire enterprise from A to Z. It's a strong area of focus for us and something we'll continue to enhance. And we believe it's a differentiator in the marketplace for us as a company and for our channel partners who partner with us.
The overall switching market is down. How will Avaya help its partners address the fact that commodity switches are a competitive problem at this point?
Good question, and a lot of folks look at it as a commodity market. We don't. As a matter of fact, Dell'Oro, in its first quarter 2011 report, ranked us as number 5, and although that sounds like it's down the stack, there are 6 or 7 others behind us in Ethernet market share in the U.S. In fact, some pure play Ethernet switch providers, such as Extreme and Enterasys, actually have a lower market share than we do. Out of the top 5, we were the only ones that have grown quarter over quarter. So even though the switching market is down, it is still four times as large as the voice market, and we have demonstrated success both technologically and through our partner community on growing share on doing that. Secondly, we believe our solutions have a competitive edge. You mentioned Vena earlier. We do encourage our partners to sell across our portfolio with data as a strategic component of a broader differentiated solution for unified communications with multi-mode, video, IM, email, voice. It is truly the most integrated collaborative environment in the world, and with that, the data networking opportunity for our partners is not as much of a commodity as it is a part of the overall total solution. The fact that our data networking portfolio is a fit-for-purpose solution allows it to be an integrated part of a much more robust end-user experience for collaboration. So differentiation, higher profitability opportunity, greater share of market, we think that goes against the grain of it being a commodity product. And we're seeing our customers react that way as well. Very, very pleased to do more than just voice solutions with us and enjoying the opportunity for data networking.
There's a lot of talk these days about the multi-vendor network. What is the message to partners who are looking to sell a multi-vendor data center or enterprise network?
Well, I think the options that are available in a multi-vendor data center or enterprise network are vast, and we are committed to open standards and allowing end-user customers and partners choose if they would want to enjoy a multi-vendor network or to have multiple components of that network integrated as a total solution, and we can do both. Central to Avaya's solution is Vena, the Virtual Enterprise Network Architecture, that, again, emphasizes an open, standards-based, best-of-breed partner ecosystem. Within that architecture, on the partnerships we have with VMware, QLogic, CoreAd, and Silverpeak. So for Avaya, we have the opportunity to literally do both, multi-vendor, best-of-breed, or a totally integrated solution, as we've seen many customers enjoying. The highlight, the little-known story about this legacy company, Avaya, that's well-known for five nines of reliability and flexibility, now entering with the Nortel acquisition 18 months ago, the data networking arena, having the clarity and the vision for innovation. We've delivered over 60 new products in the last 12 months, and this all allows our channel partner community to embrace a best-of-breed solution for enterprise collaboration and to share in that vision with more profitable, broader portfolio solutions, not just what was available 5 years ago from Avaya. So we've got momentum. The company has been continuing to have quarterly growth. We're seeing great execution on the street. We are listening to our channel partners, and we're very, very in tune with what they would like to see, what they don't want to see. And I pride ourselves on the opportunity to have that level of collaboration with our partner community, since it is such an integral part to the Avaya story.
Thank you so much, John. We really do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here with you.